Unit 7, Focus 1, Language Skills, Section 1, Model Passage Reading.
Art for art's sake. Here, take your pineapple juice, said Koppel, the male nurse.
No,
said Collis P. Ellsworth firmly.
It's the doctor's order. No.
Koppel left the room and found Dr. Caswell in the hall downstairs.
I can't do a thing with him, he told the doctor.
Dr. Caswell received the information with his usual professional calm. Ellsworth was in pretty good shape for a man of 76 years, but he had to be prevented from buying things. He had suffered his last heart attack after his disastrous purchase of that small railroad out in Iowa. The attack before that came from another terrible decision. Though he still had a great amount of estate, Ellsworth's health had suffered greatly from making such poor business decisions. Back in Ellsworth's room, the doctor drew up his chair and sat down close to the old man.
"I've got a suggestion for you," he said quietly.
Old Ellsworth looked suspiciously over his eyeglasses.
What is it?
How would you like to take up art? Ellsworth paused a moment.
Where did you get this crazy idea? Where in the world would I start?
I've thought of that. I can get a student from one of the art schools to come here once a fortnight and show you. Dr. Caswell went to the Atlantic Art Institute and explained the situation. They suggested Frank Swain, 18 years old and an excellent student. Frank needed the money, $5 a visit, to pay for his schooling. The next afternoon, Swain was shown into the big living room. Ellsworth looked at him suspiciously. Swain arranged some paper and crayons on the table.
"Let's try and draw that vase over there on the table," he suggested.
"What for? It's only a bowl with some blue stains on it."
"Try it, Mr. Ellsworth, please."
The old man took a crayon in his shaky hand and drew several lines and then connected them crudely.
"There it is, young man," he said sharply.
Swain replied patiently.
"If you want to draw, you will have to look at what you're drawing, sir."
Just then, Koppel came in with the announcement that his patient had done enough for the first lesson.
"Oh, it's pineapple juice again," Ellsworth said.
Swain left. When the art student came the next time, there was a drawing on the table that had a slight resemblance to a vase. Ellsworth asked, "Well, what do you think of it?"
"Not bad, sir," answered Swain, "but it's not quite straight."
Old Ellsworth smiled.
"I see. The halves don't match."
He added a few lines with a shaking hand, and then he looked towards the door.
"Listen, young man," he whispered, "I want to ask you something before old pineapple juice comes back."
"Yes, sir," answered Swain in a polite voice.
"Do you have the time to come once a week?"
"Sure, Mr. Ellsworth."
Koppel entered and was greatly surprised when his patient took his pineapple juice without protest. It seemed to Koppel that the work had started to take effect. As the weeks went by, Swain's visits grew more frequent. He brought the old man a box of watercolors and some tubes of oils. When Dr. Caswell called, Ellsworth, would mention something about the rich variety of colors in a bowl of fruit. The treatment seemed to be working perfectly. No more crazy financial plans to try the strength of his tired old heart. Art was a complete cure for him. The doctor thought it safe to allow Ellsworth to visit various art exhibitions with Swain. The old man wondered how the galleries were run and who selected the pictures for the exhibitions. An idea was forming in his brain. In late spring, Ellsworth painted a horrible picture that he called Trees Dressed in White. Then he made a surprising announcement. He was going to exhibit the picture in the summer show at the Lathrop Gallery. The summer show at the Lathrop Gallery was the biggest art exhibition of the year, in quality, if not in size. The lifetime dream of every important artist in the United States was a prize from this exhibition. If the newspapers hear about this, everyone in town will be laughing at Mr. Ellsworth. "We've got to stop him," said Koppel. "No," warned the doctor. "We can't interfere with him now after all the good work we've done." To the complete surprise of everyone, Trees Dressed in White was accepted for the Lathrop show. Young Swain visited the museum one afternoon, only to see the very ugly Trees Dressed in White on a wall otherwise covered with beautiful paintings. For the 1 month's duration of the exhibition, the old man kept on taking lessons. Every time Swain entered the room, he found Ellsworth laughing to himself. Maybe the old man was crazy, but it seemed equally strange that the Lathrop committee should encourage his craziness by accepting his picture. 2 days before the close of the exhibition, a special messenger brought an envelope to Mr. Ellsworth while Swain, Koppel, and the doctor were in the room. Swain read the message aloud. "It gives the Lathrop Gallery great pleasure to announce that the first prize of $1,000 has been awarded to Collis P. Ellsworth for his distinguished painting, Trees Dressed in White." Swain and Koppel were too surprised to say a word. Dr. Caswell, exercising his professional self-control, said, "Congratulations, Mr. Ellsworth. Well, now you'll have to admit that art is much more satisfying than business." "Art has nothing to do with it," Ellsworth snapped. "I bought the Lathrop Gallery last month."
New words.
Sake.
Pineapple.
Downstairs.
Attack.
Disastrous.
Estate.
Suggestion.
Suspiciously.
Fortnight.
Atlantic.
Institute.
Crayon.
Vase.
Bowl.
Stain.
Oomph.
Crudely.
Patiently.
Announcement.
Slight.
Resemblance.
Polite.
Enter.
Protest.
Effect.
Perfectly.
Financial.
Strength.
Exhibition.
Gallery.
Horrible.
Exhibit.
Artist.
Worn.
Museum.
Ugly.
Duration.
Equally.
Committee.
Messenger.
Envelope.
Announce.
Distinguish.
Satisfy.
Snap.
Proper nouns.
Couple.
Carlos P. Ellsworth.
Caswell.
Iowa.
Atlantic Art Institute.
Frank Swain.
Lathrop Gallery.
Section 2. Listening and Speaking. Listening. 1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
When did you suffer your last heart attack?
I bought a small railroad out in Iowa, but the purchase turned out to be disastrous.
I've got a suggestion for you.
What is it?
How would you like to take up art?
Where did you get this crazy idea? Where in the world would I start?
I can get a student from one of the art schools to come here once a fortnight and show you.
I plan to exhibit my picture in the summer show at the Lathrop Gallery.
Oh, do whatever you want, but I am suspicious of that. Congratulations, Mr. Ellsworth. Now you have to admit that art is much more satisfying than business.
I have bought the Lathrop Gallery. After all, business is business. There is no art more satisfying than buying what you want.
Two. Listen to a conversation twice, and then answer the questions.
Good morning. Galaxy Exhibition. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm with Bloomington in the U.S. I'd like to register for the Saudi Auto Sourcing Exhibition.
May I have your name, sir?
I'm Robert Harley.
Let me have a check, Mr. Harley. Sorry to have kept you waiting. Fortunately, there are some booths available. If you send us your registration form and registration fees in 2 weeks' time, it is still possible for you to get one stand.
May I register for it now on the phone?
What credit card would that be?
American Express.
Fine. Are you looking for a standard package booth or a non-standard package booth?
I'm not sure. What do you charge?
The 9-square-meter booth costs at least 23,000 RMB, while the 6-square-meter booth is at least 17,000 per unit. Which do you prefer?
One 9-square-meter booth, please.
Where do you wish your booth located?
Can I reserve a space in the center?
Sorry, but all center booths are booked up. We have only corner booths left.
Okay, then I'll have the corner one.
Well, Mr. Harley, you have reserved one 9-square-meter corner. May I have your credit card number?
The number is 8643-1999-3028. Expiration date is 12/31/10.
Thanks. I'll send you a letter to confirm your reservation soon. Anything else we can do for you?
I suppose not. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Now listen again, please.
Good morning. Galaxy Exhibition. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm with Bloomington in the U.S. I'd like to register for the Saudi Auto Sourcing Exhibition.
May I have your name, sir?
I'm Robert Harley.
Let me have a check, Mr. Harley. Sorry to have kept you waiting. Fortunately, there are some booths available. If you send us your registration form and registration fees in 2 weeks' time, it is still possible for you to get one stand.
May I register for it now on the phone?
What credit card would that be?
American Express.
Fine. Are you looking for a standard package booth or a non-standard package booth?
I'm not sure. What do you charge?
The 9-square-meter booth costs at least 23,000 RMB, while the 6-square-meter booth is at least 17,000 per unit. Which do you prefer?
1 9-square-meter booth, please.
Where do you wish your booth located?
Can I reserve a space in the center?
Sorry, but all center booths are booked up. We have only corner booths left.
Okay, then I'll have the corner one.
Well, Mr. Harley, you have reserved 1 9-square-meter corner. May I have your credit card number?
The number is 8643-1999-3028. Expiration date is 12/31/10.
Thanks. I'll send you a letter to confirm your reservation soon. Anything else we can do for you?
I suppose not. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Three. Listen to a passage twice, and then decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F.
Art for emotion's sake. I love art. I draw what I feel, and I teach myself how to draw different kinds of objects. I come up with my own ideas and never use others. You can too. Art is a great way to release your emotions. When you work on a piece, you can express your feelings, whether you are happy, sad, angry, or silly. At the same time, your emotions influence the art that comes out. You can create art and change your emotions too. For example, when I'm sad or angry, I will draw happy things to make myself feel better. I got my first art kit for Christmas 2 years ago, with contained pens, colored pencils, oil, and water paints. A great thing about all those art supplies is that I can share them with my brother and sister. I like creating art with them because it allows us to work on something together and have fun. Art gives you so many different ways to express your personality. When I grow up, I think I would enjoy being an artist. And if you enjoy creating beautiful projects that you can share with others, maybe being an artist is right for you.
Now listen again, please.
Art for emotion's sake. I love art. I draw what I feel, and I teach myself how to draw different kinds of objects. I come up with my own ideas and never use others. You can too. Art is a great way to release your emotions. When you work on a piece, you can express your feelings, whether you are happy, sad, angry, or silly. At the same time, your emotions influence the art that comes out. You can create art and change your emotions too. For example, when I'm sad or angry, I will draw happy things to make myself feel better. I got my first art kit for Christmas 2 years ago, with contained pens, colored pencils, oil, and water paints. A great thing about all those art supplies is that I can share them with my brother and sister. I like creating art with them because it allows us to work on something together and have fun. Art gives you so many different ways to express your personality. When I grow up, I think I would enjoy being an artist. And if you enjoy creating beautiful projects that you can share with others, maybe being an artist is right for you.
3. Reference answer.
Nowadays, college graduates prefer going into business to taking a teaching position. According to a study, there are 100 candidates competing for a position in a big company. Where there is only one applicant for a school where 10 teachers might be needed. As a result, many schools and colleges have been suffering a shortage of teaching staff. Why do so many college graduates show this preference? One reason is the pay difference. An official report shows that entry-level salary for a bank employee or business executive can be 4 or 10 times higher than the monthly income for a teacher with a master's degree. Actually, high incomes enable people to obtain comforts. Another reason is that going into business is a chance for personal success. No wonder college graduates are attracted into more promising fields. To encourage graduates to take a teaching position, authorities should take some measures to make teaching an attractive job. The pay gap should be narrowed down. Besides paid holidays and flexible schedules, teachers should be provided with opportunities for expressing the full range of their abilities.
Focus 2. Language use. Section 1. Practical reading.
Doing time. There is nothing worse than making a mistake in public. If you make one in private, that's not so bad. Unfortunately, I did it in public. Made a mistake, I mean. It all had to do with both my car and my very bad sense of direction. I have a terrible sense of direction. When I exit a building, I make a complete fool of myself because I'm not sure whether to turn right or left in order to find my car. In the end, I make the best of it and do what I can without making a fuss and just keep walking. A situation like this, of course, doesn't do any harm to anyone, and with a bit of luck, I make it back to the place where I started from before the day is done. But then there are other times when you make the wrong decision, and then you run the risk of doing time for your actions. You can easily make someone angry if you don't do the right thing. This story is a prime example of how my lack of direction got me in trouble. It was a beautiful sunny morning, and I had been doing about 60 to 70 miles an hour on the motorway on my way to buy a desk at a wonderful furniture store. Fortunately, there was a large car park. The difficulty for me was that it was enormous, and there did not seem to be any room left, so I had to make for the back, which was a long way from the shop. By the time I reached the entrance, I felt quite exhausted, and as they did a good lunch there, I decided to eat first. Then, feeling refreshed, I headed to the furniture shop to buy my desk. As it happened, the particular model I wanted was available to take away then and there, and in no time at all, I was pushing my new desk back to the car park on a large trolley. Finding the car park was the easy bit. The problem was to try and recall where I had left the car. It was very hard work negotiating up and down the rows of cars. At long last, I saw my big, dusty green car waiting patiently by the fence where I had left it. As I came closer, I was surprised to see a man with very long hair walking round the car, and I thought, making an attempt to break into it. I decided not to panic, slowed right down, and made as little noise as possible. Within a few feet of the car, I shouted out, "What do you think you're doing?" But my words could not really be heard above the noise of the desk sliding off the trolley and stopping within inches of the car. As I bent down to rescue it, I caught sight of the license plate and realized I had done it again. It wasn't my car, and the car thief turned out to be the actual furniture designer himself. I made my apologies and explained that I had mistaken his car for mine. Fortunately, Mike, as he asked me to call him, thought the whole thing was a good joke and made light of the matter. He insisted I come back to the workroom in order to repair the damage that had been done to the desk when it fell off the trolley. By the time Mike's staff had done the necessary repairs, it was quite late, and that's what made finding the car easy. You see, mine was the only one left in the car park.
New words.
Public.
Unfortunately.
Direction.
Exit.
Fuss.
Harm.
Risk.
Sunny.
Motorway.
Furniture.
Fortunately.
Difficulty.
Refresh.
Model.
Available.
Trolley.
Recall.
Negotiate.
Dusty.
Fence.
Attempt.
Panic.
Bend.
Sight.
Designer.
Insist.
Staff.